I've decided to talk, you know, I have a short time to speak on have faith in the Almighty God. Have faith in the Almighty God. Teenagers, I thank God for you. The young ones, you are in prime position to really soar. I became a Christian as a teenager. I regret that because, you know, I could have become a Christian earlier on. I don't know why. Even though I was going to church. Maybe you go to church like you are doing now. I went to church, but I was not a Christian until 1969. But both Pearl and I decided to do better for our children. I think on the average of 5 years old, they became Christians. And the youngest is over 30, and three of them are in church leadership, wherever they are now. You can do better. If I'm talking 5 years, you should aim for lower. Amen? You can do it. This is what Irena was telling us about. Have faith in the Almighty God. What is faith? Faith is complete trust in God, complete confidence in God. And Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. How can I have assurance of things hoped for if it's not related to God? Because man, we fail. Other things have sell-by date. Even our old lighting system is gone. Your car is getting older. You are getting older. Things are changing, but God does not change. So when things are moving and are breaking down, I tell you, have faith in the one that doesn't change. Praise the Lord. A few weeks ago, we were thinking of nuclear war almost happening. North Korea, South Korea, thank God, it's changed. But for some people, it doesn't matter. Between 2 weeks ago and now, thousands of people have died. In the night vigil, as we were about to round up, someone told us of a Christian locally who went to bed healthy and didn't wake up. But you and I know where we're going to. Jesus has died for us. He has assured us the way, the truth, and the life. We see breakthroughs in our lives. We see changes. But like me, or like you, we tend to forget. We tend to forget things. We are looking for the next one. Do you remember things? Wednesday last week. Put your hands up, the first person. What did you eat Wednesday last week? No hands. What did you eat 2 weeks ago? On Friday. No, you are thinking of the next one. It's okay. I'm like that as well. But let us remember, our God does not change. He does not change. Events change. Okay, God, if you do this for me, I will believe in you. God does it. Give it a few weeks. Something else. I'm like that. You are like that. But God is calling us, have faith in Him. Have faith. Children, have faith in God. This is the best thing your parents can give you. Children, wave to me if your parents are great. Thank you. I agree with you. But ask your parents. Your parents even say, God is greater. They are not getting angry. Dad, is God greater than you? You say yes. Mom, is God greater than you? Happily, your parents will say yes. Have faith in the Almighty God. Another reason why you should have faith in the Almighty God is that He continues to, you know, to show us His presence. Last week, we talked about the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the transformational presence. How do you respond to that? Do you open your heart and say, Lord, have your way in my life. I'm inviting you to have faith in the Almighty God. The younger you are, the better. the less the regrets. The less the regrets. Doing things your own way instead of God's way, it will lead to regret. You will soon find out. But if you obey now, you don't need to find out. You will just enjoy. You will just sow. I was praying about choosing young people in the Bible to talk about. I talked about, you know, I chose Benny until 4:20 a.m. this morning. The Lord woke me up and gave me one, the only one I will talk about. It was different from the ones that I had prepared. So I'm going to talk about him. I was going to talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the ones who, you know, the king said they should bow down to an image. They said they won't bow down. They won't bow down to this image. That their God was able to deliver them. That even if their God did not deliver them, those guys, they knew of heaven. Even if God did not deliver them from this fire, they are not going to bow down. So, and God delivered them. Praise the Lord. So I'm not going to talk about them. I'm not going to talk about Daniel, who was threatened, don't pray for a short time. Or if you pray, the lions, look at the difference. If you pray to ask anything, the lions will throw you to the den of lions. Not den of a lion, which is bad enough, den of lions. He could not stop. He had a relationship with God. He had faith. He could not sell that. He could not shake that little one. No. And God honored him. God said, your meat is not for lions. You are not meant for lions to be eaten up. No way. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about Esther, who said, pray and fast. I will go and see the king. If I perish, I perish. Look at, she had an option. Should I, you know, after all, I'm already here. Maybe they won't even know. I'm one of them, those people. Don't mind them. Those Brexit people. They won't even know. I'm here. No. Pray and fast. I will pray and fast. Then I will go and see the king. If I perish, I perish. Esther had faith in God. A young woman. Or David, who trusted in God, killed the lion. Trusted in God, killed the bear. God himself trusted in God, killed Goliath, the champion of the world in those days. Even God said, David is a man after my own heart. Have faith in God, in the Almighty God. Don't let anything shake you. I know a young man who gave his life to Christ at the age of 5. And I saw him not too long ago. We were chatting. How are you? He said he was going to resign his job. Why? They said he should lie. He said, I'm not going to lie. His package was over £150,000. He resigned. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to believe in, I'm going to say the truth. No quarrel, nothing. I will not lie. Young people, trust in God. Believe him. Have faith in him. You know? So, I told you, we won't talk about those people. But Joshua, just round up with Joshua. Joshua was a young boy. He had faith in God. Are you young? You are not too young. The Almighty God says, if I'm with you, I will help you. I was going to talk about Samuel as well. Young boy. Started training. He was told, he didn't even know what God's voice sounded like. Eli said, the next time you hear your name, say, speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. And he then started hearing God for himself. And the Lord spoke to him. He was young. Younger than you. So Joshua, enter Joshua. Joshua was faithful. Joshua was available. Joshua was teachable. Joshua was spirit-led. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The faithfulness of Joshua was such that if you look at it, there was a time, he was just a servant, an aide of Moses. Whenever the tent of meeting, where they used to, Moses used to go and pray, the others would gather outside and be watching from their tents. This aide will go in there and stay, and the glory of God will come and cover the entrance. After Moses has prayed and gone, Joshua will still remain there. He was faithful. Then suddenly, there was an attack. A big attack. The Israelites were just going on their own. The Amalekites attacked. Who did Moses, who saw the burning bush, who God spoke to, who God used to stretch his rod to cross the Red Sea, the Israelites, who God called and has been using? Who did he turn to? Joshua. Say, Joshua, take some people, go and fight. You know, it's like middle of the night, people are struggling outside. Joshua, go and fight. I will pray with her and Aaron here. He did not run away. He did not hide. He did not come late. He did not shirk his duties. He went to fight. He did not say, let me stand here, a little bit there. No. Joshua went to fight. He obeyed, faithful. When, later on in his life, when he was sent, when 12 people were sent to go and look at the promised land, and 10 said the people were big giants. They themselves looked like worms. Joshua and Caleb, remember, they said their God was able to. They saw the giants. They saw the hills and the difficulties. They knew they were weak, but they had a God who could do it. How is your God? Children, adults, how is your God? How big is he? And God honored him. The first of all, before the 10 of them were wiped out, and of all the others, said, apart from these two that came out of Egypt, the rest of you are not going in there. And that was what happened. Have faith in the Almighty God. Joshua was faithful in prayers. He was there. He didn't say, I have a headache. Something has happened. A tree has fallen across the road. No. He outlasted Moses in prayer. He was just an aide. Moses was in trouble. Why didn't Moses just even send Aaron? Because Aaron heard God speak many times. No. Joshua. Are you a Joshua? I'm not saying your name. Do you have that characteristic of Joshua? You can, in Christ Jesus. You can ask him, Lord, help me. Do you make a difference? Joshua made a difference. Do you make a difference? There are this bad word that they use around. Don't be a waste of space. Bad phrase. No, you matter. Christ died for you. He's come to strengthen you. There are difficulties yet, weakness, laziness. Say, Lord, help me. I lack the desire. I told you some time ago, whenever I wanted to read the Bible, I would yawn and fall asleep. But give me a magazine, fine. Give me television. Then I prayed. I said, Lord, deliver me. I'm a child of God, yes. Whatever will not make me desire to read your word, remove it. That year, I read the Bible cover to cover 3 times. Tell me there's no deliverance. I did not just say, I reject it. I reject it. That's what the phrase now. Go and submit yourself and repent. Ask God to help you. Instead of just shortcut, I reject that. You are not praying. You are saying you are rejecting something. It's got you already. If all you know is I reject it. Joshua was faithful. Joshua was available. He was teachable. In Numbers 13, God said, bring 70 people. I will pour out my spirit upon them. And they got 70 people, and they were speaking, they were prophesying. Then two started prophesying somewhere else. Joshua ran to Moses. He said, stop them. Moses said, no. Are you jealous for me? That's God doing his work. So Joshua kept quiet. He did not just say, he let me down. See the way he spoke to me. No. Moses corrected him. That was it. Are you a difficult... You see how small you are. You are so small. I am so small. God is almighty. Have faith in him. It's all about him. What do we say of a brother who was fine with the family? Went to bed healthy. And that was it. You talk of nuclear war. He's there in heaven now. He doesn't understand nuclear war anymore. He doesn't even want to come. Have faith in God. You know, rounding it up with Joshua. When he got the children of Israel together, he said, remember what God has done for you. Are you going to follow all these gods? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua was faithful. Will you be faithful? Will you have faith? Jesus has given us all what we need to move on. It's how we embrace those things. Believe and apply. Joshua was consistent. He wasn't changing. Oh, today this, no. God has said this, we will do it. Just throwing this in. Just once, when he started leading, you know, he didn't aspire. God said, Moses, that's the person taking over from you. That was it. God victory, the Lord said, as anywhere you step, put your feet on, I will give it to you. Then there were some people there, AI. He just sent some people to go and fight, and they lost. He came before the Lord. He said, Lord, didn't you say, wherever I step on, two things, the Lord did not send him to fight that battle. The second thing, someone had sinned in the camp. So Joshua learned that the agenda is Jesus' agenda. Are you going to make Jesus your agenda? Are you going to make him set the agenda? Moses had to learn that for 40 years. Joshua, it didn't take him 40 years. How long is it going to take you? The Holy Spirit is available to you to help you. Praise the Lord. As I conclude, I want to just talk very briefly on 10 things or 7 things. Why we should have faith, unchangeable faith, you know, trust, total confidence in God. One, God cannot change. People are subject to change. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Malachi 3:6a. 6a, I am the Lord. I do not change. Look at it. Every other thing's changed. Your new dress that you bought some time ago is looking older. Things change. Look at number 2. God cannot lie. People can lie. You know that. Numbers 23:19. God, you know, sent Balaam to Balak. God is not a man that he should lie. 3. God cannot fail. People fail. Romans 4:21. God has the power to do what he has promised. 4. God is faithful. You know, you have experienced it. People are not always faithful. 5, God is a finisher. People cannot always be relied on to finish what they started. Isaiah 40:28b says, He will not grow tired or weary. Hebrews 12:2, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning his shame. 6, God is omniscient. People are limited in knowledge. Hebrews 4:13 says, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. David even said to God, how can I hide from you? Where will I go to? 7, God always keeps his promises. People often forget to keep their promises. I remember at times when I say, I'm coming to help you, later on. If you don't want to come, just say you can't come now. Don't promise that you come and help me in the kitchen and you won't come. Because I failed once in a while, so I won't forget that. God keeps his promises. He keeps his promises. And finally, what does Proverbs say to us? Say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I came here with something I almost forgot. I didn't come with my lunch, because I know what I will eat this afternoon. Well, I just want to give you a small visual. Something. What is this? Avocado. Oh, wonderful. Ima, well done. What is this? Buddy? Thank you. Oh, well done. Who is that? Oh, that is Ishak. What is this? Thank you. I've been talking about have faith in the Almighty God. You cannot plant this and harvest this. It's what you plant that you will get. Okay? You will remember my apple. That's how you remember. If you do, you cannot plant this one. And when you want to harvest, you are looking for this one. Or this one. No. What you put in is what you get. That's what happened to Samuel. You know how God puts it himself? He said, draw close to me, and I will. May Lord help us to be doers of his word and not hearers. Parents, it's never too late. The way to do it is to you yourself repent. If you have led the children astray, call them and say, we made a mistake. Forgive us. Your children will forgive you. But they watch you. They want to learn from you. Church is only 2 hours a week. But then you are encouraged to go to a church in the home. A night vigil. Parents, they see you all the time. They know you are Christians. So you yourself, you've got to be the example as you bring the young ones, God's own army, God's children. It's very easy. Jesus deletes all your past as you come to him in repentance. Then start. Start. You are the leader in your house. You are the pastor in your house. Show good example. Your children are watching. If you plant this, don't expect this. Let us pray.